I'm Bob Perot, and thanks so much for joining us. It's time to take another look at a Culloden-Cusack Warmer Dam jury inquest recommendation. With us is Aaron Lee. Now, we talked last week, Aaron, about the province's response to some of them. We're going to keep going and talk about each individual recommendation because we believe that there should be a discussion about each one, no matter what the province says about them as they gradually decide whether to take them in or to reject them. And we are up to number 36 now, Aaron, which falls under the banner of measures addressing perpetrators of IPV. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you. Always happy to be here. And I agree and support you 100%. We need to keep the recommendations front and center, regardless of what the province is doing at this stage.
So let's get into it. Number 36 says, improve the coordination of services addressing substance use, mental health, child protection, and IPV perpetration, and encourage cross-agency service provision and case management. Again, this is dealing with perpetrators. So these are all things that would seem to be sort of fairly obvious when you're dealing with crimes of this nature.
Yeah, I would agree that this is not a particularly challenging recommendation to implement where there is will and there's open communication and where we are mindful of navigating what we know as confidentiality. But we know that people cross services, and we know that where there is one service involved, there may be three. And it is important for us to have that dialogue. It's important for us to be exploring how do we mitigate and have those conversations without compromising everyone. And what we're focused on is abuser engagement. What we're focused on is abuser accountability. And what we're also focused on is healing and safety for those who've been impacted. So if we're not able to look at cross-agency service provision and case management, we are finding, and you know, the inquest demonstrated us to that there are gaps and there are things that we're missing when we're not able to communicate with each other and to work across sectors for the betterment and the health and well-being of people in our community.
Now, one thing that we keep talking about in a number of these recommendations is this cooperative effort, is this rallying of different organizations. And a theme over the course of our discussions is you saying this is similar to something that's already taking place in Lanark County. This cooperation is nothing new to this area. This would just tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, I would say that Lanark County is a unique community, and I think I say that once a week at least. I think we have a situation table that is run with strong leadership and Stephanie Gray. I think the agencies that come to the situation table are solid and are looking at how do we mitigate imminent risk for people. I think that there's cooperation and there's leaning in on each other as we've seen during COVID, during the pandemic. And I think that what it is about, Bob, is exactly what you said. It's about tweaking. It's about communication. It's about how do we engage and know that those systems are being accessed by perpetrators or families? How do we ask those questions? How do we make sure we don't miss that at intake? And how do we recognize that this is part of the solution in terms of making the stigma removed from situations where it's not about the more services you have, the worse person you are. It's about knowing who those services are and how we can all work together to support your plan, whatever that plan looks like. And certainly the driver is always a victim's, always the families, but certainly looking at how do we lean in and make sure that we know this information and that we reduce that notion of, you know, oh, if I tell you this, you're going to think worse of me. No, if you tell us this, then we can figure out how to make sure we're mitigating and having open communication with those providers so that we're on the same page and looking at how do we support whoever's navigating at that time.
Indeed. Well, it's a road that it appears that we're already on, and it's one that you appear to believe will get better as things progress and the communication between these organizations and agency grows. Aaron, thank you so much for this. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with another recommendation.
Much appreciated. Good afternoon, Bob.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.